In just a minute, it'll be time for our panelists to lie to you in our Bluff the Listener game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, Trivial Pursuit enthusiasts are upset this week. Fans of the board game complained that Trivial Pursuit has become too what?
Trivial.
Exactly right.
Britain's questions you can just...
Yes, it's just right there. Britain's hard-hitting Sun newspaper investigated accusations that Trivial Pursuit covers too much pop culture and celebrities that did some digging. In the 1980s, for example, a question in the history category might have been, on what American river did the Sultana steamboat explode in 1865?
Mississippi.
Exactly right. In the current edition, if you pick the history category, you might be asked, who heckled Madonna at an award ceremony for apparently miming in her concerts?
Robert E. Lee.
A Hasbro spokesperson insisted that the company uses the same methods to select questions that they have always used.
Which is...
just dumber people doing it.
Exactly. You know what
okay,
I think...
Okay, so who did heckle Madonna?
It was Elton John.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He heckled Madonna?
He didn't. Well, heckle is the wrong... word. He insulted Madonna.
Her.
He criticized Madonna.
Yes.
She wasn't actually performing.
Oh, you mean, that's right. She wasn't on stage. He was there. And he
heckled
yes,
is the wrong
okay.
word. But apparently they're also sloppy about that.
This was
Charlie, the Transportation Safety Administration is reviewing security procedures at the Los Angeles International Airport after a woman put her what through the x-ray machine?
Her baby!
Yes! Her one-month-old grandson. Oh, what parent has not been tempted?
Actually, it was that whole liquid thing that was bigger than
3 ounces.
To be. It's much bigger than 3 ounces of liquid, yes.
The woman, perhaps being a little too literal in her interpretation of carry-on items, put her baby grandson in one of the x-ray bins, sent it through. An alert TSA screener noticed the outline of a baby on the screen. I would have liked to see the expression on his face, but he just, he stopped it and reversed the conveyor. The little boy was checked out by doctors, who said the exposure to radiation was minimal and that the only side effects would be superhuman strength and, of course, x-ray vision.
And he didn't complain at all when Grandma put him in the overhead compartment.
No. At that point, he felt lucky.
No, but I found that strangely comforting because he noticed.
Yeah, I know.
Was it, I would have been more concerned.
You're expecting, you're like, oh, that suitcase looks like a baby.
Or like, must be one of those really realistic dolls.
I'm just glad my kids weren't watching it because they would have been like, I want to go. Can I go?
You're saying, I don't see any knives or anything in that baby.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.